A Profex alapfokú nyelvvizsga első vizsga szövegét fogja hallani. Kérem, olvassa el az első feladatlapot. Erre egy perc áll rendelkezésére. Most háromszor egymás után fogja hallani a szöveget. A harmadik meghallgatás után két perc áll rendelkezésére, az első feladatlap kitöltésére.
The cabinet. The cabinet is the committee at the center of the British political system and is the supreme decision-making body in government. Every Thursday during Parliament, secretaries of state from all departments, as well as other ministers, meet in the cabinet room in Downing Street to discuss the big issues of the day. Government cabinets have met in the same room since 1856, when it was called the Council Chamber. The Prime Minister chairs the meetings, selects its members, and also recommends their appointment as ministers by the monarch. The present cabinet has 23 members, 21 MPs, and 2 peers. But a further 3 ministers attend the meetings, 2 peers and 1 MP. The secretary of the cabinet is responsible for preparing records of its discussions and decisions. Powers of the cabinet. The cabinet has no legal powers. They are held by secretaries of state. But it has collective responsibility to parliament, so all members are bound to support cabinet decisions, even if they were not present. Cabinet committees. Much of the work of cabinet is delegated to committees. The Prime Minister decides who sits on the committees and what they are responsible for. Some of the committees exist for short periods to deal with a particular issue. The cabinet. The cabinet is the committee at the center of the British political system and is the supreme decision-making body in government. Every Thursday during Parliament, secretaries of state from all departments, as well as other ministers, meet in the cabinet room in Downing Street to discuss the big issues of the day. Government cabinets have met in the same room since 1856, when it was called the Council Chamber. The Prime Minister chairs the meetings, selects its members, and also recommends their appointment as ministers by the monarch. The present cabinet has 23 members, 21 MPs, and 2 peers. But a further 3 ministers attend the meetings, 2 peers and 1 MP. The secretary of the cabinet is responsible for preparing records of its discussions and decisions. Powers of the Cabinet. The Cabinet has no legal powers. They are held by Secretaries of State. But it has collective responsibility to Parliament, so all members are bound to support Cabinet decisions, even if they were not present. Cabinet Committees. Much of the work of Cabinet is delegated to committees. The Prime Minister decides who sits on the committees and what they are responsible for. Some of the committees exist for short periods to deal with a particular issue. The Cabinet. The Cabinet is the committee at the center of the British political system and is the supreme decision-making body in government. Every Thursday during Parliament, secretaries of state from all departments, as well as other ministers, meet in the Cabinet Room in Downing Street to discuss the big issues of the day. Government cabinets have met in the same room since 1856, when it was called the Council Chamber. The Prime Minister chairs the meetings, selects its members, and also recommends their appointment as ministers by the monarch. The present cabinet has 23 members, 21 MPs, and 2 peers. But a further 3 ministers attend the meetings, 2 peers and 1 MP. The Secretary of the Cabinet is responsible for preparing records of its discussions and decisions. Powers of the Cabinet. The Cabinet has no legal powers. They are held by Secretaries of State, but it has collective responsibility to Parliament, so all members are bound to support Cabinet decisions, even if they were not present. Cabinet Committees. Much of the work of Cabinet is delegated to committees. The Prime Minister decides who sits on the committees and what they are responsible for. Some of the committees exist for short periods to deal with a particular issue.
A Profex alapfokú nyelvvizsga második vizsgaszövegét fogja hallani. Kérem, olvassa el a második feladatlapot. Erre 1 perc áll rendelkezésére. Most 3-szor egymás után fogja hallani a szöveget. A 3. meghallgatás után 2 perc áll rendelkezésére a feladatlap kitöltésére.
Applying for a visa. Do I need a visa for the UK?
Certain nationalities, known as visa nationals, need to obtain a visa before traveling to the UK. Even if you are not a visa national, you may need an entry clearance, depending on your reason for coming to the UK.
Where can I apply for a visa for the UK?
Applications for visit visas and EEA family permits for the UK can be made at any British mission overseas with a full service visa office. Other applications should be made at a UK visa office in your home country, or where you are normally and legally resident.
Do I have to apply for my visa in person?
You can apply in a number of ways. For example, in person, online, by courier, or by post.
Can I work in the UK?
Visitors are not allowed to work in the UK. The majority of people coming to the UK to work require a work permit.
How long will my visa be valid for?
The period for which your visa is valid is always in the entry clearance placed in your passport travel document. A standard visit visa is usually valid for 6 months, but we also issue visit visas that are valid for 1, 2, 5, or 10 years.
Applying for a visa. Do I need a visa for the UK?
Certain nationalities, known as visa nationals, need to obtain a visa before traveling to the UK. Even if you are not a visa national, you may need an entry clearance, depending on your reason for coming to the UK.
Where can I apply for a visa for the UK?
Applications for visit visas and EEA family permits for the UK can be made at any British mission overseas with a full service visa office. Other applications should be made at a UK visa office in your home country or where you are normally and legally resident.
Do I have to apply for my visa in person?
You can apply in a number of ways. For example, in person, online, by courier, or by post.
Can I work in the UK?
Visitors are not allowed to work in the UK. The majority of people coming to the UK to work require a work permit.
How long will my visa be valid for?
The period for which your visa is valid is always in the entry clearance placed in your passport travel document. A standard visit visa is usually valid for 6 months, but we also issue visit visas that are valid for 1, 2, 5, or 10 years.
Applying for a visa. Do I need a visa for the UK?
Certain nationalities, known as visa nationals, need to obtain a visa before travelling to the UK. Even if you are not a visa national, you may need an entry clearance, depending on your reason for coming to the UK.
Where can I apply for a visa for the UK?
Applications for visit visas and EEA family permits for the UK can be made at any British mission overseas with a full service visa office. Other applications should be made at a UK visa office in your home country or where you are normally and legally resident.
Do I have to apply for my visa in person?
You can apply in a number of ways. For example, in person, online, by courier, or by post.
Can I work in the UK?
Visitors are not allowed to work in the UK. The majority of people coming to the UK to work require a work permit.
How long will my visa be valid for?
The period for which your visa is valid is always in the entry clearance placed in your passport travel document. A standard visit visa is usually valid for 6 months, but we also issue visit visas that are valid for 1, 2, 5, or 10 years.